Thank you for tuning in to today's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Eric Schult, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, December 24th, 2017, Christmas Eve. Now here is Father Eric.
Well, we all know that kids say the darndest things, and so I found some letters to Santa that I thought were rather entertaining. These are real letters to Santa, okay? Dear Santa, please give me a doll this year. I would like her to eat, walk, do my homework, and help me clean my room. Thank you, Jenny. Dear Santa, thanks for the race car last year. Can I have another one? Only this time, one that is faster than my best friend's race car. Thank you, Ricky. Some people aren't old enough for, aren't too old for those things. Dear Santa, could you come early this year? I've been really super good, but I don't know if I can last much longer. Please hurry. Love, Jordan. Dear Santa, I lost my list of toys, so please just send me the stuff that you forgot from last year. Love, Todd. Dear Santa, I need a new skateboard for Christmas. The one I got now crashes too much. Band-Aids would be okay too. David. Dear Santa, would you rather I leave you cookies and milk or pizza? Dad says you probably like the pizza. Write back right away to let me know. Love, Lisa. Dear Santa, please give me a tank, a jet fighter, 20 green soldiers, and a bazooka gun. I'm planning a surprise attack on my brother. Don't tell anyone. Thanks, Sam. Was that from you, Sam? We'll keep it a secret. Okay. Dear Santa, how will you get into our house this year? We don't have a chimney, and my father just installed a very expensive security system. Love, Julie. Dear Santa, Daddy says that you only bring presents for the good little boys. That isn't fair. Love, Alec. Dear Santa, I would like just one of everything. Thank you, Nancy. You know, before they were writing little letters to Santa, they were babies. You know, before they were doing that and, you know, all those cute things that kids do, they were babies. Precious little babies. And we all know that babies change everything. And our outlook on babies is so different. We can see a baby that has a lopsided head, that's got rashes all over it, and throw up on it, and you're going, oh, it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. You know, there's just something about babies that are just precious. And this is my first Christmas. Many of you know this. Visitors don't. This is my first Christmas as an uncle. And so I have been completely changed as I now am into my 11th year of priesthood. It is amazing the things that this little girl gets me to do. I've gone diaper shopping. It's not pleasant. I don't know how you parents do it. I have gone out and purchased little girl clothes for her, and I found online, I was so excited, that you can customize these little pink onesies. And so she now has a onesie. She doesn't know it. She'll get it tomorrow. That says, I get my cuteness from Uncle Eric. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful and true, you know? And so absolutely amazing. Babies change everything. And I think, you know, again, there's just such a sense of why Jesus came as a baby. But here's a little video. Now that we got these screens, I need to use these. This is a little video of my niece, Elsie. And again, I just think about Jesus as a baby and Jesus doing this. Look at, oh my gosh, look at her. Oh my gosh.
Come here. She's looking at that phone. Yeah, come here. Come down, Uncle Eric. Come here. Come here. Yay! Yay!
Look, and she's got those little cankles and everything. Look at her, those little chunky legs. Look at her. Oh, she's so cute. It looks like she's been hitting the Christmas eggnog, doesn't it? Imagine Jesus doing that. I mean, Jesus would have done the same thing. They would have been doing the same thing with the baby Jesus. And I think it's rather fitting that today we celebrate, and Jesus could have come as anything, any person, anyone. He could have done it. He was the Son of God. And yet, he came as a baby. Because babies change everything. And as our relationship with Christ grows and deepens and develops and goes far away and comes back and does all this type of stuff, Christmas puts it back into the fact that he came as a baby. And babies are irresistible. And babies change everything. And so for us, as Christians, we're reminded that our whole lives were changed. All of our lives were changed by the life of a baby who came into this world to show us love, to forgive us of our sins, and to bring us peace, and to bring us hope. A baby changes everything, literally everything. And so maybe the question becomes, why do we push our Lord away at times? Why do we, if he's irresistible, if he's an irresistible little baby, why can Jesus become so distant to us? Why at times can we push him away? Why at times, you know, is he an afterthought for us? Because we all know that sometimes he is. We all know that sometimes we're not as faithful as we need to be. We all know that sometimes our prayer life isn't what it needs to be. We all know that sometimes we're not as faithful to go into Mass as we should be. We know all these things. Why is it when our Lord is so irresistible that we can push him away? I think one, obviously, is laziness. You know, it's like, well, you know, I'm busy, I'll get to it, or I just need to kind of, you know, I'm tired, I got a lot going on. And so that laziness happens. But I think sometimes it's because bad things happen. You know, and we all know that. We sit here today, and many of us have tough things that are going on. And maybe we feel like this poor girl in the video. Another little video. I just love this. This is great. Little Christmas video here. Maybe
this
you feel like this poor girl.
By Sherry, and I'm going to show you how it works. First, you put it on here. Then you press the watch it button. Step back. And then it'll fly up in just a second. See? And then... No!
Oh, no!
Don't ever light your fire at Christmas, okay? You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know. Maybe you're sitting there tonight feeling like that poor little girl, you know, where bad things have happened. And I have to be very honest with you as a priest. Over this past month, there's been some weighty things that have gone on in people's lives. Some of them sitting right here in this church right now. I think about people who have lost a baby over this past year. You know, due to a stillborn birth or, you know, to a miscarriage. And the pain that people go through right now is immense. I think of people who have lost a loved one, and this is your first Christmas without that loved one. You may not be sitting here going, oh, this is great, because it's hard, it's tough. Or you're continuing to deal with an illness that's pretty rough on you and, you know, on your family, and you're going, I don't know. I'm not feeling the love or the joy of the baby Jesus. Maybe you've lost a friend that you thought, you know, you were going to have for life and that person betrayed you. Or maybe you're going through some serious loneliness and depression, a lot of anxiety, and you're just sitting there going, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it, Jesus. And when these things happen, we do sometimes the exact opposite of what we should. We know it. But we do it anyway, and we push Jesus away rather than welcoming him into our mess. I love the image of the manger scene. Why? Because Jesus came into a messy world in a messy way. I was reading a friend of mine's blog the other day, and I really, and you'll hear this song later and probably laugh. She started her blog by saying, "I hate the song Silent Night." And I went, what? And she went on to explain. She said, all is calm, all is bright, sleep in heavenly peace. You think Mary was feeling that all was calm and all was bright? That she was sleeping in heavenly peace as she gave birth in a stable? I've not met one mother who's like, trade in the hospital for a stable. You know? No one. At night, in a dark, dingy stable, dirty, smelly, rowdy shepherds, there was no calm, there was no bright, and there was no sleeping in heavenly peace. Not one bit. And yet we kind of make Christmas this kind of sterile kind of, sleep in heavenly peace. And yet we don't always feel that. We don't always experience that. And the reality of the situation, my friends, is that the baby Jesus came into the midst of a messy world. And that's how he chose to come in. He came in and continues to come into our messy worlds, our messy lives. No matter what we got going on, he comes into our messy lives, my friends. That's what we celebrate on this Christmas. And he comes in and he rocks our world. And he does it with unbelievable love, unbelievable faith, unbelievable hope, and unbelievable joy. My hope, my friends, is that as we celebrate this Christmas, we welcome him into our mess. Whatever that mess is, great or small or somewhere in between, that we welcome him into our mess and that we do something with his love this Christmas. Because if we leave this church and we just go, look at that nativity scene. I feel so good we sang Silent Night. The church looks so pretty. And nothing changes in our hearts, then we've missed the boat. We've missed the boat. And so what is it this upcoming year that we need to change? What is it that we need to do to welcome our Lord into our messy lives and to allow him to do some changing in our world? What is that? You know, and for all of you, it's one thing or another. For all of us, there's something that needs to happen. Maybe it's that we need to cherish our family a little bit more. Maybe it's that we need to value life a bit more. Maybe it's that we need to go to church a bit more or pray a bit more. Maybe it's the fact that we just need to be grateful, you know, or less prideful. You know, there's so many things. But what is it this Christmas season that we need to do to, number one, say thank you to our Lord for coming into our messy lives? And then two, by saying, I'm going to take all this grace that you're giving me on this Christmas, and I'm going to do something awesome with it. And I'm going to make the changes that I need to make, and I'm going to welcome you into my mess to make it a little less messy. We pray, come, Holy Spirit, come, O Lord, and be with us in our moments of need. Come and be with us and give us the joy and the hope that all of us desire on this Christmas Eve.
Thank you for tuning in to today's homily given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wabridge. Check back each week as Father Eric unpacks the readings from the weekend and shares real-life stories to help bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.